chapter 10, Mishnah 5, continuing the case where there's lots of stories, one above the other in the house, and there's a hatchway, and each floor has got a hatchway in it, and the hatchways are aligned. Says this Mishnah, Ein barubus pesach tefach, if the hatchways are not a tefach square, they're smaller than a tefach. Tuma babas, and there is impurity in the house. For example, says the Kati, under the ceiling of the bottom floor, there is a corpse underneath there. Keneged arubus tahor, whatever is opposite the hatchway is pure. Even though it's less than a tefach, we've touched on this before, and even though normally we say lavud, we say that it's joined, if it's less than a tefach, that principle of lavud doesn't apply over here, and anything underneath the hole is pure, because the impurity like doesn't, you know, there's no cover over there to... Tuma keneged aruba, so too if there was impurity underneath the hole, underneath the hatchway, habayis tahor, so the house is pure, it doesn't spread back under the house. Hatuma babayis, if there is impurity in the house, nasan bain davos shumakabal tuma, and you take something which is susceptible to impurity, or bain davos she'ainu makabal tuma, or something which is not susceptible to impurity, bain milamalan, bain milamatan, whether you put it on the bottom hatchway or on the top hatchway, you're going to cover up the hole now. Ein tama ela hatachton, only the bottom, the lowest is impure, meaning that only the lowest story right at the bottom is impure. And says the Kati, because impurity can't escape from the tent formed by the bottom story through an opening smaller than a tefach. So because now the opening is smaller than a tefach, when you combine that somehow with the seal, so you're preventing the impurity from spreading up past the bottom floor into the house. A tumah keneged arubos, if the tumah is underneath the hatchway in this case, right, same case, but now the tumah is not inside the house, it's under the hatchway. Nasan davishu makabal tumah, and then you put something which is able to become tumah, bain milamalan, bain milamatan, whether you put it on the bottom floor or the top floor, hakol tameh, everything in this case now becomes tameh. Since the susceptible seal overshadows the impurity in the hatchway, now it's over the impurity itself. It's rendered impure and it can't screen against impurity, so the impurity ascends through the hatchway and affects all the stories. That's one opinion. And then he's got about three or four opinions over here. Why? Because the difficulty is that the hatchway is less than a tefach. So if it's less than a tefach, how come before it wasn't spreading? And now, you know what I'm saying? Now it is spreading. So so some of the other opinions say no, they interpret it a different way, that actually when it said all is impure, it means whatever is on the bottom floor opposite the hatchway is impure, but not the portions above that, because it can't fit through a tefach. Yeah. So otherwise, it's a difficult clause to interpret, and that's why if you look over here, it's got four different interpretations. Vidava, last case, Vidava she'ainu makabel tumah, if it was insusceptible to impurity, the thing covering the hatchway was not susceptible to impurity, bain milamalan, bain milamatan, whether it was put on the bottom floor or the top floor, ein tamah ela tachton, only the lowest story is impure.